I'm in tune,
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 I'm about to take it to the moon, let's go.
Relationships, music, interviews, and more. You are now in tuned with Ms. P and the Intuned family. Live 7 days a week, only on the intunedshow.com.
We love Dune, so hopefully he'll be calling back in and we can get this party started. But I just want to say that I love that commercial.
Yeah, it was all sexy. I just want to put that out there.
I know. I know. I was like, damn, who that is? So we got Dune back in.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
So,
hey, Dune.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We were just commenting on... It's okay. We were just talking about the commercial. And shout out to Dunes for getting that commercial together for the Intune show. And I was
definitely
just saying, sexy commercial and who that is, like what her name is, what is she about. But anyway, moving on to the next thing, okay? Because, yeah, I don't want to talk about the commercial too much because that's not what this is about tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about all kinds of things. So it's going to be kind of random. So sometimes you just have to vent. And sometimes, you know, you sit on the couch and you just go off sometimes. And I think pretty much like certain couches are designed, you know, like Chase and things like that, to just for you to just kick your feet up and just go the hell off about any and everything. So when we're on, this is basically what we're going to, there's going to be no holds barred, we're just going to go off. First, some of you guys may not be familiar with Dune, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce Dune to you guys first. He could tell you a little bit about himself. At the end, those who are interested in working with him can definitely get his info on the way out the door. You should be familiar with Miss Gotham, but for those who aren't in tune for the first time, she will introduce herself, and then we'll just jump in from there. We will play one track because I promise to play one track going forward because it's only right to break the monotony of all the talking we do on the show. So, Dune, tell us all about yourself, and welcome to the Intune show.
Welcome, Dune.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. What do you want me to? I apologize. I'm happy to be here. Thank you guys for having me on the show. A little bit about myself. My name is Dunes. I hail from Washington, D.C. I own a marketing management and consulting company named Dat Urban Connect. I also own an upstart brand new media company that we're putting together. It's called Power Society Network. Well, Power Society Media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, all that type of jazzy stuff. And basically, I'm here to you know, have fun with you guys today, basically, and talk about the real things that's happening in relationships across the world and see if we can come up with a plan to, how we put it, solve our relationship difficulties that we've been having as of late.
Absolutely. And Ms. Gotham, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, you all know I'm Miss Gotham City from Chicago, live in full effect. I know it's been rough in Chicago, but it's rough right now. But as you know, I am co-hosting with the lovely Miss P, and I am a massage therapist as well from Chicago, from the south side of Chicago. I'm also a fitness trainer as well, and you can find me on Twitter and Facebook. And Instagram, Miss Gotham City, Wicked Biz Fitness, and the Hajra Massage Boutique. And you can find me in those areas.
All right. And I'm Miss P, and I just talk shit all day. There's nothing more to say. And all you have to do is just drop my name in the Google, and I pop up. So if you're that intrigued, then you take the time to do so. So we're going to just jump right into some of the topics that I had on my mind. You guys can feel free to go back and forth with me and pick topics of your own and speak to your fullest capacity when it comes down to any of these things that we're talking about. And most of all, I just want to say, let's speak in truth, because we can only speak in truth the things that we have experienced. We are not doctors. We're not nurses. We're not here trying to give you guys any type of therapy or anything of that nature. We're just basically speaking from our experiences, and that's it. So please don't think that this is a show that we're playing the show doctors. We're not doing that.
Anyway,
let's start with let's start with the first topic. And the first topic is, like, on my mind is masturbation.
My God, jump right into it, why don't you? That's right.
Yes. Don't be scared. I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
I thought we'd want to start off slow, like it's holding hands appropriate outside of something. Let's go.
We don't do that on this show. Masturbation.
I want to know who has a problem with their significant other masturbating. Do you have a regimen where you masturbate together, or is there something that you guys like to do separately? I mean, what's your opinion? Let's start with Dune, since he's the only dude on the panel tonight. Like, you know, tell us about masturbation. Do you masturbate at all? Or
Okay. I believe masturbation is natural. You know, I believe masturbation is natural. I do know of some people that don't believe, you know, women-wise, that don't like to masturbate. So I don't think it's just a universal thing that everybody does. But, you know, I would say that masturbation is a great, great stress reliever, especially if you're having stress with the person that you're sleeping with. So that right there is my thoughts on masturbation, and it's natural. You know, you have some people that don't agree with it, you know, but I would rather not masturbate. That's you know, if I could get action, that would be better than masturbating. But, you know, since we're stuck with it, I guess, you know, I know every guy does it. Let me just put it like that. A guy that said that he doesn't masturbate, you're looking at a liar, you know. So that's a natural thing for a guy. I mean, a guy masturbates whether he has action or not. It's just something that a guy does. I know this. So I guess that's my opinion as far as masturbation is concerned.
Okay, and Ms. Gotham, what's your opinion on masturbation? Do you masturbate? Do you like to masturbate in front of your partner? Like, how does it all go down?
It's really crazy to say this, and I'm just going to be open honestly all on the air. I don't do that often, like once or twice. Do I like it? No. But for the release, it has to be done. But like I said again, I've been with somebody 18 years, so I was kind of full in that area, so I didn't need to. So yeah, I guess that's kind of funny. But anyway, I didn't need to. So, you know, most of the partners that I've had, which weren't very many, I didn't need to. So they've done it for me. So that was just, I don't really feel no way about it, honestly. I don't. That's just where I'm at with it.
Okay, cool. Awesome, awesome. I love masturbation. Like, I do, but I also know that I have to have a grip on masturbation because you can, in my mind, or in some few other people that I've spoke with about the same topic, become so disconnected to your partner. So you don't want to just be a self-pleaser because I don't want to be a self-pleaser. I mean, I do want to be a self-pleaser, but I just don't want to just please myself. I want my partner to be able to be a part of it. And what's more sexy to me is when your partner is willing, whether it's male or female, to explore certain things with you sexually. Everybody has a different level of, you know, their level when it comes to sex. Let's just say that. And when it comes down to it, sometimes some of us are afraid to express certain desires and needs and fantasies and fetishes that they have with people because they know some people are going to go against it. Oh, I'm not doing that. Blah, blah, blah. Well, don't do it mm-hmm. and let the next chick do it and then wonder why you got cheated on. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for me,
yeah,
I'm going
right.
to be open as open as I can possibly take it to be able to deal with whatever it is that's coming my way. So do I like every single thing that I've tried? No, I do not. But I used to couldn't stand masturbation. When I was dealing with females and I'd go to their house and I'd sit on the bed and there was a damn vibrator in the bed, I would break that shit. Like, what are you doing with this? Like, I'm not enough to fill you up. You got to have this shit too.
That's exactly how
I
felt.
I was young and immature. But then one day I went to a sex toy party with a friend and bought a little bullet. And one day I was like, damn, hell, I am horny as hell. And I remembered the bullet. And I gave that thing a whirl, and it's been my best friend ever since. I love you, Bullet. Shout out to Bullet. So,
hey, they making money. I believe,
I will never look back.
I believe that masturbation tools are selling at an all-time high right now. It's funny that you said that. I believe that nowadays, more so than sexual contact, people are relying on self-stimulation and self-satisfaction more often than they. I mean, it's a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of single women. It's a lot of single guys out here, too. And, you know, if you're single and you're not, what do they call it, casually sleeping around, you know, that definitely is something that you're going to be hands-on with. I know bullets are selling like hotcakes, you know. I mean, they have amazing toys for women. Like putting guys out of business, basically.
It's a good experience. I cannot have like at least five or six brand new ones waiting on the side. Like, there's just no way I can't ever feel like I'm gonna run out of something that I need. Or
they're just
like
so weird
who, like,
now.
Stock their shelves with what's weird.
I say they're weird now. Masturbation tools in general are weird. You see whole hands and whole fists, and you know it's something totally different.
Let them take it where they need to take it to.
I hear you.
Let them have their fists.
I would say that a whole human, you know, replica of a hand for masturbation is a little, you know, that to me, you know, that would have me concerned. Let me just say that. You know, it's like, okay, I understand the premise of it. Yeah, I would be very concerned if somebody's ramming a fucking arm up in them. You know what I'm saying? So that's not my show. I'm really not interested in that. So it is different levels. Mm-hmm. Now, Bullet, that's something different. I do, you know, bullets are interesting. Let me say that to be the least. You know,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
there are
and it
different,
can even be used on a man.
I would say levels to
you know?
Masturbation. You know, it's some
them,
crazy stuff and then it's
destiny
or self-fulfillment. Huh?
I said men can use bullets on their penises because that vibration against their penis is a stimulator, right?
That's
where the hood is, like, right there. Right.
I've never tried that, but, yeah, I'm going to take your word on it.
Yeah,
I would feel uncomfortable buying a bullet.
So this is the thing. The girl can have it, right? Let her pick you up
right.
one. The thing is that we had a sex spurt on a show a few years ago. Her name was Lady Twinkles, and she used to do sex shows all around the place, and I used to go with her to some of them. So she would take the toys and educate people on the toys and educate couples on how it's not just for the woman, the man can use it too. So she used to put it on, not go in their pants, but go up to them and take the woman's hand and show her how she can stimulate her man with the same tool. Because some men are offended by them. So instead of the men being against them, now you see how it could work in unison if you work with this together. Now, she also explained how if this bullet is up inside of you, depending on which one you choose, and he's inside of you too, the stimulation for the his penis and for her being, you know, pushed up against the, you know, G-spot and the vibration was going to be a crazy, crazy experience for both of them.
Absolutely.
So there's ways that some people that are against these things, like, they need to explore themselves and realize, like, listen, honey, baby, baby boo, this, you put these, put this bullet on my nipples and something like that. You know what I'm saying? Put it,
don't put it directly on,
try different things with me. Don't be scared. It's okay. You know, I like stuff. I like different stuff. And I like a person who's not, you know, afraid to try different things. I hate people that's all like, I didn't do that before. We're really sick. Nigga, that's why we doing it today.
And a lot of times I don't do that as code word for I don't want you to know you my fifth or something like that, you know. But, you know, a lot of things people say they don't do, they did it already. They too good at it for them not to have done it already.
Exactly. Preach. Preach.
That's
preach.
How it
works. Like when they talk about they ain't trying to share, I ain't sharing no man and I ain't sharing nobody. I like to have somebody
to
myself.
You did it anyway.
Oh yeah, honey. But you shared because you had a baby, not one, not two, not three, and plus you done had sex since you was 14. So how many lovers since then till you got to this one? How many lovers did he have since he got to you? And how many lovers he has since he's been with you? So let's stop with the I'm not sharing nobody bullshit because it's already played out. We all share each other, okay?
Correct.
So if everything, we should all just live in one harmony as one. Let's just go get some sheets and wear those as clothing. Let's just start like a goddamn
leaves. You know,
you know
leaves. Let's just take
saying?
It back. We're going leaves only.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, just and let the world be at peace. I think it'll be a lot of peaceful place, you know, a lot more peaceful place like that.
If people would stop trying to control
talk to our congressmen about that
people one. As they men or they women or they property or they whatever, stop trying to have something to yourself, baby, because you're never going to have it to yourself, honey bun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
sure
going to tell you that right now. Not when P around, because
I guess my question, you know, you saying that leads me to the question of, you don't believe that there are a couple. I mean, I'm not saying you don't believe. This is a question. You don't believe that there are couples out there that are strictly dedicated to each other without outside partners?
I believe that they have the best intention. But I do believe that you can be good, because I have been good in a 4-year situation, which was rare for me. I've done it. But at the same time, I just feel like you come to a point where, depending based on that relationship with it, something's going to make you bored. You're going to be over that person.
Yeah, the monotony.
So I
feel
like once you start losing interest in that person, whether you was good for 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, whatever, once you start getting going back and forth with this person, if it's an argument, if it's a disagreement, if it's something, you're going to start, the more you're going to start getting turned off, the more it's going to be okay for you to fuck somebody else. Because you're going to want somebody else to come along to take you away from what you're going through in this situation. Sometimes when people are trying to go through these therapy classes and these life coaching things and all this stuff, that's not designed to help fix your problem. It's helped to give you guidelines. And people misinterpret that. This is coping things. This is stuff for you to, you know, set yourself straight and put you back on the right track. People think that by doing certain things, this is going to fix certain things. The only thing that can fix certain things is you and the other person. Both of you have to have the willingness to want to fix the situation. If one person
Absolutely.
Is like, yeah, we can go to go to the doctor, talk about our relationship, we could go. He's probably just going out of because obligation, not really because he gives a shit about whether or not it's fixed.
I would say, I'm sorry, you want to say something?
Go ahead, go.
No, I was going to say that I believe I'm 50-50 on what you just said, right? I believe at a point in time, it was a time in which more people were dedicated to a soul, as you would call a soulmate or a soul person, you know, that they're connected to. And as society, I don't even want to say digress. You know, I want to just say progress. I want to say that. As it progressed, as far as technology and everything else, it changed it. It made people see more things. It made people be more open. And you know, it shows in the numbers. I know we talk about it a lot in the group about divorce rates and things like that. It just shows you that people are more susceptible to being in contact with other people that they're attracted to and things like that. So as society opened up, the rate of people, I'm not saying that people weren't, you know, Papa, I was speaking about it before, Papa was a Rolling Stone is a real thing. It was happening back then, but it wasn't as prevalent as it is now. And I think it just shows in society that we have lost some form of stableness when it comes to relationships. I believe they stayed together back then, you know, but now it's like, you know, like you said, 4 years in the game, that's like you saying, oh, man, we did something, when in actuality, 4 years not a long time compared to 50 years. You know, like people be together for 45 mm-hmm. years, 30 years. Or so they say they've been together and not cheating on each other for 30 years and things like that, which
and
I don't believe.
And I was about to say, I'm going to let Ms. Gotham talk, but I just want to say this. I don't give a damn how many years that somebody been together. You could say y'all stayed together because y'all were comfortable with each other. So when you don't find that comfort nowhere else, you stay where you are. Now, you can say, dude, you have your room, I have my room, you sleep on your side of the bed, I sleep on my side of the bed. That don't mean that we don't love each other. I could love you for what you gave me when we was in love, but that don't mean that we are in love. And a lot of people have this misconstrued in these notions that just because people stay together in these long, drawn-out situations, that it was all about love and dedication. It don't have shit to do with that at all times.
No.
Because everyone has an agenda with everyone. Okay? So
it's definitely used to. You know, if you're used to something, you're not really
going
to go far from it.
You're not.
We're creatures of habit.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. And I'm just the opposite. Like, stop believing that everything that you is before you is for you. I'm not afraid to walk away from something if it was 50 years, because what the fuck, I got about 5 years left to live, so I better go make it count.
No, not be 55. Yeah, I got you.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ. So,
Ms.
Gotham,
do
you believe that extended relationships are with love? I mean, what's your opinion as far as relationships when it comes to that, extended relationships? Is 50 years a solid number that you can believe that they were completely and totally committed and dedicated to each other without outside parties? You think that that's possible?
Is it possible? I believe it's possible. For example, my parents has been together. It will be 61 years next May 11th. And I will not sit here and say that they have not gone through trials and tribulations. I know two incidents that I've experienced with the situation, but I know that they are a strong foundation from what I've noticed. It leads me to believe it's possible, but now in today's society, it's impossible, because people nowadays will leave you for a fucking bag of potato chips, and they will, like, you know, leave you for nothing, you know. Oh, we got into arguments over a grain of rice or whatever. You know, the rice is not fluffy enough, so I'm leaving. I'm packing all my shit and I'm leaving for no reason. So the foundations are weakened by these days society right now. So they're, you know, it's weakened. So it's not as strong as a foundation anymore. So that's just, you know, pretty much how I see, you know, see things now. But as far as, you know, the possibilities of it happening nowadays, I don't think so.
I'll go for that. I have an analogy that I tell all my friends, and it's people believe that love is or relationships are R&B, when in actuality is trap music. You know, like, it's not what you
really
hearing
is
on the radio, and it's not Google Eyes and Boo I Love You 24/7, those type of things, but it's hard knock life stuff. It's stuff that, like you said, if a bill not paid, your shit might be on the sidewalk type shit, you know, like your shit, not hers, yours, you know. So since I will say in society now, and I think it's just more prevalent because it's just easier to find another mate. And we don't have stick-wittedness, so I believe that as a man, I'm just speaking as a man, I'm not speaking against women, I believe
right.
if a woman is a nagger, it's so easy to mess with a chick that's not a nagger. And even if she becomes a nagger, it's so easy to go to another chick that's not a nagger. You know, and it's just, and like she said before, you have women, I mean, you look at celebrities. Celebrities go through the same chick.
Ooh.
Oh, celebrities, every celebrity might have slept with the same woman at least once, you know, or they have relationships with them. So it's not like, you know, people are grounded or you know, dedicated to some one person to the point that it's the end all be all. It's just, and for women too, it's easier for women than men because a guy will fuck a mailbox. So, you know, he's definitely going to fall for whatever when it comes to that. Nothing
but
against guys because I'm a guy.
Can I interject in that? I just wanted to get your opinion as a male because I talk to a lot of females and I try to tell them because I feel like I think like a male, period. And I think that's why I can vibe with males so, like, smoothly because I already know what the game is. So my point is when a man is pursuing you on whatever level, the first thing that's on his mind is what, dude?
And if let's break it down.
So
in,
say
in
you
seconds,
met a female.
Right?
You met a female.
If I
you
meet a female, and this is the honest to God
and
truth,
she's
this is anybody. You don't meet a person
mm-hmm.
and be like, I love their personality off the break. So you're attracted to something, and when you're attracted to something, you're thinking about one thing, and that's fucking. You know, now after that may be they may be a great person, but your sole goal when you meet a chick, you're not looking at her and being like, oh my God, we're gonna have a great time at book club. You're not gonna be like that. It's going to be like, I want to fuck, you know, and that's just being true for the matter. And here's the thing. It's like women like
mm-hmm.
that, too. I know. I'm pretty sure they like, I'll say
mm-hmm.
a guy
mm-hmm.
and a chick know whether or not they're going to do whatever they're going to do within 3 weeks of knowing each other. You know, that's just the fact of the matter. You're going to give him some action or you ain't going to give him some action. Now, maybe you might hold out on him, you know, and if he's a dedicated soldier, he might stick it out a little bit, but ain't no guy sticking around to wait to sleep with no chick. That ain't happening. So
nope.
a soul,
mm-hmm.
my soul goal. That mean, but I do believe in setting guidelines. Like you can't be too easy, you know. Like, and I know I sound crazy, fellas, but you know, you don't want a chick that's too easy. Like, I mean, if she's too easy, she was too easy for like 1,000 other people. So, you got with me, I like a challenge, and a real man does like a challenge. If you're easy to conquer, it's no fun and easy conquers. So
right, and I say that to people all the time too, as far as females. Like if you know, if I tell a female to come now and you come, you're not going to be number one because you're doing all the shit. It's not to say that that's not what you're looking for in the situation, but you don't have like, it's like you don't have a mind of your own. If a man
right.
tell you to stay, you stay. If a man tell you to, are you coming, you going to go. That's like having a dog that you say, come here, Fufu, sit here, and Fufu, come sit.
But
hey, Fufu, you want this treat?
That,
I'm dangling in front
said,
of your
I
face.
Do believe that, I do believe that it's levels of like, I like challenges, but I don't want a woman that's challenging. You know, like that, to say it a better way, I like challenges. I don't mind conquering you. But when you're in a relationship, right, and you have, as they call it, a headstrong woman or a headstrong man, when you have two headstrong people, you butt heads on a lot of things, and a lot of times, like Gotham said, fights break out over nothing because you have two headstrong people. I believe there are roles in relationships. Like a weak guy is going to fall for a strong chick because he's looking for a mother figure. He's looking for a woman that's going to take care of her. Now, a strong guy can handle a strong woman, but, you know, it ain't as easy. You know, like, I don't want somebody that I'm like, all right, boo, and then 10 minutes later, she's still talking about the same thing. That right there is challenging. You're making it hard for a man to work with you. And that's all. I was saying this before. A man don't want nothing but support
easy.
And box. You know what I'm saying? That's
easy.
It.
Easy.
Supporting Bucks.
Just
huh?
want it easy. Just want it easy.
Yeah,
and then
I mean, we're
and
simple
then,
creatures.
And then on top. And on top of that, when a man's trying to get to know you, he don't want to feel like you're trying to overtake him or overpower him either. You know what I'm
right,
saying? He
right.
wants to be the person to be the one that takes over. He don't want no female to necessarily try to be aggressive with him.
Right.
To the point
you'll be
where,
aggressive
like,
with the
so
outside world. Don't be aggressive
like,
with me.
It's like I feel like everything y'all saying, I'm listening to you guys, and it's just so confusing to me. Woman, it's like a, I be damned if you do, I be damned if you don't. But as far as the aggressiveness and assertiveness, some guys move too slow. You know, it's like, what do you want? If you want me to wait around, then I'm not going to be able to do that. So either I make the first move, you make the first move, or you make the first move. If I allow you to make the first move, it'll never happen. So whether it's with the next person or the next chick or whatever, but, you know, it's like, the movement.
I'm trying to get a, I'm trying to get an understanding
slow.
Of what you just said. You said guys move
right.
slow.
Yeah, the movement of pursuing a situation is slow. It's like, oh, I don't know, or let me text a.
That's because he's not
now,
interested.
It's like
right.
He's
and,
not interested.
And guys also attack when they feel invited. You understand? Like, people got, women got to understand, you have to be inviting. You know, it can't be, if I make my move, she going to shoot me down or she going to act like she ain't trying to holler at me. But I do understand what you're saying when you said guys move slow. I mean, a lot of times, contrary to popular belief, guys aren't, all
they
guys
don't.
Aren't aggressive. All guys not like, oh, that's what I want, that's what I see. You know, and to be honest, I find that women are more attractive to aggressive guys when, it's like, I don't care if you got a man or not. They'll give you your number because you're aggressive with them. You know, so it's like certain guys, and especially nowadays, and I don't like to say it in a bad way, but it's like the roles have reversed when it comes to attacking a relationship, because you have women out here now asking guys to marry them. You know, things like that. You know what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying when you're saying, okay, guys, move too slow. But guys do have to feel the comfort level.
I don't really feel that way. I don't feel, and if a guy's moving slow, I feel like because he's not interested. That's why. Because how long does it really fucking take you to do something? Didn't you just say that if you, from the beginning, everybody know, like, if you know you like a dude, then you know from that day that, oh, I could give him some pussy. If you know you like that girl, you could say, oh, I know I could fuck with her like that. You know what I'm saying? You know off the bat,
yeah.
straight up most of the time, like 98% of the time, you already know by looking at the person if you could smash that person. If a dude is taking his time, it's because he's trying to fill you out and see what you about. If he fills you out and see what you about and he don't like it, then he's going to take all the time in America because he's not trying to pursue that situation. When a dude has used to get a pussy to get pussy.
I would say this as well, Pete. I'm in agreement with you. I'm piggybacking off what you said. But if a guy's not completely in attack mode, it's like a woman, if she doesn't have complete attention on you, they're getting attention from someplace else. So if a guy not pursuing something to completely complete, like, okay, I'm going gung-ho at it, it's a side project that they're working on.
But at the
on.
Same time, it's like, if I would finish my point a little bit, it's just like I was just saying, basically, if a dude is not pursuing you the way that you want to be pursued, it's because – one, he has other shit going on, and two, because he's not interested to pursue you. Because we all know, and you're a man, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and I think I'm a man, but at the end of the day, I feel like
if you
really want something or someone, you're going to go right for it. You're not going to be taking your time with it. You're going to be like trying to, even if it's just to hit it and split it, you're definitely not taking 18 years to do so.
No,
you're not.
But again, like I was saying earlier, we got to base relationships and what we're talking on today's time. A lot of times when we talk about it like when we were younger, when it was like the guy saw the chick in the mall and you got three guys with you and it's three girls in the mall, every guy going at a chick. It's not like that no more. It's like guys' temperament and guys' insecurity when it comes to women. It's like women are hard to approach now. You know, at a point when we're talking about a time when back in the day where money was the main thing that attracted, it still does today, but if you had a car, you could just sleep with whoever you wanted to sleep with back in the day. Now, it's not like that. It's more like, it's just a different vibe that men give off to women that make women feel like, are you going to do it or not? You know, are you going to do it? I mean, is it this? Is it that? And being as though we taking out the money aspect
of it. Why do all women think that they have what it takes to be with certain men?
I would go for that. That's something else.
So why pursue somebody
and vice versa?
But your pussy, and then be mad if
true.
All you got is your pussy to get.
Yeah.
Like, you
exactly.
Come on. Like, I'm so sick of chicks with that bullshit. Like, stop coming into trying to be into relationships with people that's in a different status than you, on a different level than you, and all you got to offer them is some support and some pussy. Like, he can't get
and those
he
are the women that date
anybody.
Down, though. With that being said, those are the women that date down. I believe that a woman that understands
that
A woman that understands that her box is the only thing that she brings to the table, you know, she don't feel comfortable around a real guy. She don't feel comfortable around a guy that has his head on his shoulder, that has ambition and things like that. They don't stay around long. I mean, they try to cling on because, you know, they say this is my meal ticket or this, that, and the other is the case. But worthless chicks don't last long. You know, they really don't.
Sure.
They don't, you know. I mean,
because the dude ain't gonna want no fucking worthless ass.
No, hell
no.
If box is what you're giving me, that don't make sense. You know, it don't make sense.
But my thing is this: why is women giving a box, and the nigga ain't even like, it's not his responsibility. But you came over today. I need a toilet paper, and you need the toilet paper to wipe your ass when you're done. I needed to get some garbage bags, and then you need to throw something away too today. So I'm just saying, it don't even have to be nothing grand, the type of grand I'm talking about. It could be something mediocre. And chicks be opening up their legs and throwing it open to these dudes for nothing. Like, dude ain't even bringing you garbage bags. Dude ain't even bringing you a goddamn 99-cent soda, nothing, but you willing to give him some pussy, right? Now, on the flip side, these are the chicks that will stay with the dudes that treat them like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Get with a dude that will treat you like a queen. Bring you Moet. Bring you top-of-the-line shit. If it's not goddamn that ShopRite Pepsi Coke, it is the goddamn regular Coke with the real labels and shit, you don't know how to handle that shit. Because you're not attracted to the man who want to be there for you. You're attracted to the ones who don't fucking want you.
That's
and
right.
I don't understand that shit.
I mean,
nigga, these dudes don't even bring shit to the table. Not even how you doing. Did you eat today? Did you get a fever last week? Was you sick last time? And chicks think that shit is cute. That's not cute.
That
makes you look like a fucking fool.
It's
fucking
the price
fool.
You
if
put
you
on.
Out here giving up pussy, if you giving up pussy for free, if you giving up pussy with homeboy ain't bringing no toilet paper to the house and nothing like that. If you sitting here giving up pussy or waiting around or whatever you doing for a dude that ain't giving you shit, you a fucking fool, straight up. Step to me.
And I'm going to counter that by, if you giving out dick to a chick that ain't motherfucking doing something, if you giving out dick, I mean, it's just a tool. You understand what I'm saying? If she not bringing in trash bags when she know you need trash bags, so it's a two-way street. And I believe that.
And you
more
already know I'm a
not,
neutral chick.
People don't require much in relationships no more. More often than not, it doesn't and it goes back to what
crazy.
We spoke about when we were talking about how easy it is to not do something. To not do something is so easy not to do it. And once you deal with people that the bare minimum will do, and what I mean by the bare minimum, I mean is, okay, we can sleep with each other. That's the bare minimum, you know. Like boxes.
What about if he bought you a pack of socks? That's the bare minimum to me. Like, here, I bought you these socks from the fucking dollar store. Now open up your legs.
I mean, if you're a woman that you feel dollar store socks is the value of your box. You know, shit. I mean, if I had to put a price on penis, my penis, it would be, you know, priceless. But, you know, sometimes I have to settle for less. So, I mean, shit, I mean, we, you know, bring out the fucking Brinks truck if we being honest about it. Like, I mean, just be honest. But we don't get the value. Sex has nothing to do with, I mean, it's just honest. Like, I look at sex as a whole different thing. Like, sex and love and all that don't have nothing to do with each other.
Do with each other, exactly.
And money has something to do with each other. You know,
money has
merge is a business and sex is a part of merge, so it's money involved. So that's my just my view when it comes to those type of things. But, again, you said the value of what you put on it is the value that you put on it. And if you, again, if somebody never gave you something, dollar store socks might open your legs.
Yeah, listen, let me tell you something.
I mean, not you, but I'm just
speaking about
it. It'll
open my legs if you bought me a case of them. A few cases.
I mean, you know, I might give a chick penis if she bought me dollar store socks. I mean, shit, it depends on how she, you know. I'll go for a dollar store sold. That's me. That's me. Dollar store socks. All the ladies out there. Dollar, I'm talking about the three ring socks. Ankle jumps. Shit, sold. Serving 107, I'm telling you.
Listen, you got to have these dudes In a certain type of order. These certain dudes out here know who to play with and know who not to play with. Through my experience, I had a gentleman come in and he pretended, you know, like he wanted to be here. And I was okay with that. You know what I mean? Came in and fixed the thermostat, take out the garbage, didn't have to ask him to do anything. So he did all of these things and I was like, shit, I was okay with that. We went out to dinner. We did all of these things, these relationship things, but we were never in a relationship. But, and I was saying all that to say that you got to put them in order because they're not going to get it when you messing with a certain type of chick. They know what they have to do when they messing with a certain type of chick.
Right.
So
I will go for that.
He knew exactly what he needed to do to get where he had to get. I mean, I was willing, you know, but at the same time, it was like he was doing all the right shit.
Right. I mean,
he was doing all the right shit. Picking me up from work, he was waiting for me, you know, all of these things. So I was okay with that. So he didn't, you know, treat me disrespectfully or out of order, you know, until almost at the end. So, I mean, I was okay. We ain't gonna get all into that, but I said all that to say that, you know, you guys know who to deal with and how to treat, you know, different women and who, you know, what they want to do with them.
I would agree with that. But in this, I think I said this before, I think titles fuck up relationships. Titles put responsibility on people that they don't want to really have. You know, titles bring obligation. No, I'm not speaking about your situation. I'm just speaking about, like, in life. We're so desperate, not you, not Pete, not me. We're so desperate as a people to have this fantasy of titles, and we have this glorification of marriage, and she's my wife, this is my girlfriend, and you both know that my philosophy is renting with the option to buy. All these things are just titles that really, it's like pastor or king or something like that. These are titles that if you're a king and you don't have a kingdom, what are you for real? You know, you're not a king. Mm-hmm. So you're a king of anthills. So when we're talking about titles, I was in a relationship and I can say that, you know, I cared for the young lady deeply, but my issue with her was every time you turn around, it was more like, say we're boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, no, motherfucker, I'm not saying that because I use the church term backsliding. I know I was dibbling and dabbling, right? So I'm like, okay, I know I'm still talking to Shorty over here. She's in my system, which happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, people get out of relationships and you got your ex that was your ex from your blip, you know, 20 years ago. You know, and it's like they're still in your system. So So you're dibbling and dabbling, and you want to be honest and truthful with the person that really you carrying it with her, like I'm carrying it with her, like she is my girlfriend. But outside of me really digging and still feeling for the outside party, which was my ex or whatever the case is, it's like, you know, because I didn't call her my girlfriend, my actions were saying, hey, you my girlfriend, you know, this, that, and the other. I wasn't sleeping with anybody else but her, so damn, what the hell more do you want? So the nagging on put a title on us is really what scares guys away. I wouldn't say scare guys away. It's like, what the fuck for? And it's like a woman is always like, why don't you marry me? Why don't you marry me? Why don't you marry me? It's like, bitch, we've been living together. I apologize. Woman, we've been living together for such and such and such and such. You know, what does a piece of paper have to do with our relationship? What does a piece of paper have to do? Now, I do understand the business aspect of it, but I just believe that titles are unspoken, and we focus on, quote-unquote, what these titles are. We miss out on what, you know, we miss out on the joys of relationships. That's what I just really believe, because you're my boyfriend, you need to be in at 9 o'clock and make sure you call me. Not really, bitch, but, man, I'm trying to go out. You know, it's just harder. And I'm not trying to sound like a guy that's scared of responsibility, but motherfucker ain't trying to take responsibilities that he only, you know, not really got to take, and we cool already. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, and I'm not against titles. If you out there and you want to call your boyfriend, it's probably somebody else on Twitter that's calling them your boyfriend too, type stuff. So it's
right,
it's just
exactly.
Like that.
I'm against
it's
them.
It's just like that. So
I'm
when you put
them.
Titles on stuff,
I'm against
you set
them.
Yourself up for embarrassment.
Yeah, exactly. I'm against them because I cannot stand a traditional thinker. I just cannot. So any female out there talking about, oh, I just want my one this and I don't want to hear it. Yo, save it for somebody that's interested in that conversation, because it's like having a conversation with me about race, having a conversation with me about, you know, where your family's background is when you never even did any research. Like, just be quiet. Some things we just need to be still and quiet on. When it comes down to talking about, like, where I came from and my background, I don't have these discussions because I haven't did the research required to have the discussion, and neither did you. So you can cherry pick what you want out of that conversation, out of what you heard along your lifetime about what you are made up of, and you can hone in on those things, because I know plenty of people that have honed in on certain cultures that, once they did the test, had nothing to do with them.
All right.
I don't get into that Cherokee Indian / Italian / whatever Puerto Rican and all this bullshit. I don't do that.
Right.
Because I don't know what my genetic makeup is, and it's really not that important to me. I'm a woman. I'm a human being, and that's really all that matters to me. Secondly, I want to say that I just can't stand a female who's not a thinker. That's not attractive to me. A woman that stands still and knows better, that's not attractive to me. So being a woman that like women, you can't – it's like a man probably will look for, like, certain things in a woman, right, attributes. But I think that
right.
a real woman who's looking for a real woman looks even harder than a man will look. Because for me, a man is going to fuck you no matter what. But a woman,
we
want to fuck you.
True. It's slightly true, but
no,
not all the way
true. Like you just said, he will fuck a mailbox. You said that.
I mean, that's only 99.8% of men, not all
okay,
men.
Okay, well, the other 2% won't. But I'm going to tell you right now, we love women just as much as men love women, but at the same time, it's some thought into that shit. I have to know you. I have to vibe with you, and you have to fucking have a brain cell. Men will fuck chicks that don't even know how to fucking spell or write their name or even know how to text them.
I
resent
that.
When they finish fucking, when they say,
true.
Yo, no, don't. <it's, laughs> if they get up and they say, yo, my nigga. Yo, my nigga. I'm like, yo, really?
Right.
Really? This is what it came down to? She just said to this dude, yo, my nigga, and then wonder why he's treating her like his boy? Because you're acting like his boy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
that
I don't
right
understand
there
women.
That's true.
I don't understand
women
at all.
I would say that I would say that when a guy, I believe I was talking about this yesterday, compatibility, and this is in guy, I guess, I can't speak about women, relationships with women, but I know I could just speak about human interaction. Compatibility is everything, you know, and I was talking about it yesterday. It's we have so much friction because we're good at the same thing and we're bad at the same thing, you know, so compatibility, and I was saying this yesterday, it's if I can cook, you know, you don't have to know how to cook. If you're bad with money, I got to be good with money. You know, so it has to be a counterbalance to it to make, you know, relationships click in a manner. Not saying that you can't have two intelligent people. Like me, I don't like women that don't have ambition. Like, I don't like women. I want a woman that's like, I'm like, yeah, and the cow jumped over the moon. I want her to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, I need that because that right there, women are good balancers. They're good sounding boards. So as men, we got to recognize, you know, the qualities. And now, again, going back to, like you said, if they don't have a quality in them that you're not strong in, like I said, if you're bad with money and I'm bad with money, you know, you can't teach me or you can't show me a better way on how to be good with money. What's the saying? A broke motherfucker can't tell me nothing about nothing other than being broke. So it's like that right there is important. And we don't look for that in relationships, to be honest with you. We look for whether or not we, you know, have great sex with them. And, you know, we don't even care if they cook no more, to be honest.
But that's the reason why you only looking for is right. But in the reason for some men, the reason why they only looking for sex and they're not looking for whether or not you could balance a bank book. They're not looking for whether or not you have a bank book. They're not looking for whether or not you keep your house clean. They're not looking for whether or not you wash your coochie out good or whether or not you just had a blood test or anything like that because they just want to fuck.
Why?
And this is what females don't get. Like, if a dude can, he can ask you all the questions in the world, but it's the questions he's asking that's important. If he's talking about silly shit that you've been hearing since high school, then that means the dude is just saying shit. He's not really interested in you. Having a real deep, intricate conversation about the things that you normally don't talk about with a person is when you know a dude is into you and he's intellectual because now he wants to see what kind of intellect you have. Talking about fucking movies and did you go to such and such restaurant when you was in fucking, who cares about that?
Right.
I don't give a shit about that. I want to talk about, like, next level shit. Like, do you believe in rainbows and gummy bears? And he's going to be like, huh?
So
do you believe in rainbows and gummy bears?
Just to get an understanding, your belief is that, I mean, this is a question, of course, that, that majority of guys, now we're going to say majority of guys because we're just speaking in general, majority of guys would rather have a woman that doesn't have the qualities in which they know would keep them. You're saying that you just believe that guys are like, well, you know, I'm a sleep with her, man. You know, she ain't got to have no job and all that type of shit. We ain't worrying about that. You think that guys don't really worry about if a chick got a job or if she...
No, he's not if he's just interested in one thing. If you can always tell when women are like, how could you tell? How would you know? It dips body language, interaction, questions, what he's asking you, how he's treating you when he's with you. I mean, if he's asking you simple shit like what movie you watched last and shit like that, that's basic ass shit. You can Google that. When you say what's some question you ask on the first date,
I do believe that that's conversation starter.
That's
like you got
some
conversation
basic
pieces.
That's basic.
No, I was
shit.
Saying you got conversation pieces. Like, oh, what's your favorite color? What color is this, that, and the other? Blah, blah, blah. Now, those are conversation pieces in which you're just getting to know somebody.
No,
what
is the
those
conversation
are shit that
starter?
You could ask me.
What's the conversation starter is, I said, what is the conversation starter? I get what Ms. T saying, like the basic things or whatever, but sometimes I agree with you, but then I don't agree with you.
That's fine.
The basic shit, I get it. But one of the conversation starters that I always get people with is black is a color. And then I get the other one is, do you think common sense is common? That's a conversation starter. So we get people to think about, like, really? Like, Is comment sense comment, or is it a top response?
But I would say if those questions are next level questions, though.
Exactly.
I would
those
say
are
that.
Not next level questions.
You don't. You
those
don't.
Those are not next level questions.
Average
questions.
No,
well,
you
like
believe
I said
that
again,
you,
they're conversation starters, so they're neither
yeah.
or there, so they're conversation starters. So just to start, to get to the next level, then you just can't say, well, like you just told me a couple of minutes ago, well, you just can't go in and do something, you know, straight in, and then people will look at you like you crazy.
But I believe that those questions that you said, from a guy's perspective, right, if a guy asks a chick, is common sense common? Now, it may seem like a stupid question. It may seem like an asinine question, right? But
or is
if,
it a thought response?
It,
is
it's
common,
about their response,
response,
right? You know where your ass at when you hear somebody be like, all right, is wearing mismatched shoes the cool thing? And they like, yeah, yeah, that's great. Wear mismatched. Okay, I can't. This guy's a weirdo. You can't mess with this guy. So it is certain things like every. I don't believe that you have to ask somebody something straight out to get answer to something that you want to ask. That's just my thought on it. Like if I want to know what Pete, like I know she likes shopping and shit, right? So if I want to know, hey man, what I'm like where you be going shopping at? Like, oh, what size shoe you wear? Something like that. That might be stupid, but it might be me being like, okay, I'm gonna get her them shoes that I know she like or whatever the case is. So like I said, it's all about, you know, what knowledge you trying to gain from a person. Like, I mean, and I don't like serious straight-out conversations or straight off the break because I like women with personalities. Like, if you can't laugh or if you can't joke and things like that, I mean, I don't feel freedom in those type of environments. Like,
right.
I mean, I don't want you so silly that you out there jump falling
right.
on the floor and shit, but, you know,
well, who
personalities
said that you
matter.
Have to have a conversation with a fucking judge? Nobody said to go have a date a judge and have straight-up conversations
no,
with everything or a lawyer.
Do happen on dates. Would you agree?
Well, listen, they do, and I'm one that goes straight for the jugular. Because I want to know.
Well,
when you posted
wicked.
That
the
thing
problem.
Inside of the Gatina,
you
when you posted that thing inside the group, and you
man.
Was like, what's some of the questions you want to know? I want to know about your credit score. I want to know about all of that shit. Because if I'm going to keep you around, I want to know I'm keeping around the person that I could deal with. That's
right.
my level, or be above my level, that can bring
so,
me up. You understand what I'm saying? So I.
Asking your date.
Would you get around
yes, I
anyway?
Will.
What's their credit score?
You damn right.
I'd
be like, are you on
you
credit karma?
Anyway.
Yes or no? I make them sign up anyway. I don't give a fuck. Like, you, listen. If you want to be with
I
me.
Mean, now, put the shoe on the
yeah.
guy foot, right? Real quick, put the shoe on the guy foot. If a
but
guy asks a chick, like be real now. If a guy first thing, you're like,
real.
Yo, hey, how guy, girl, you find a shit there. My name's whatever the case is, and what's your credit score, though? Like, that right there is like, you know, you might
a
not be getting no
A dude just asked me that the other day, and I told him. A dude
you
just
must.
Asked me that the other day, and I told him. And you know why I didn't have a problem with telling him? Because of the simple fact it was a real-ass question, and it was a real response. He asked me something real. He didn't ask me about a movie and when the last time I seen that movie and remember that part in the movie. That's cute and fun for those people of that level, on that level. But for me, when we talking about what's my credit score, baby, could you upgrade me with your credit score? Can we do something together? Can we build
right,
off
right,
of
I'm,
our
I'm
credit
like
scores?
It.
That's what I want to know. The other little baby shit that people talk about, I'm not interested in that. I don't play games, and I'm not interested in what's the last movie you watched because I don't even watch TV like that. So
I would never know
of the shit you talking about anyway unless it has something to do with cash. That's the only thing I want to know. Like, if we're going to be together, can we benefit from each other in that way? Like, let's talk about real shit. Do you believe in rainbows and gummy bears? Do you believe in magic? Tell me. Because I don't want nobody who believes in rainbows and fucking gummy bears either.
No.
So if you tell me, yeah, I believe in rainbows and gummy bears and Smurfs and fucking Little House on the Prairie and shit,
what?
Then I got to go.
Right. No, I'm with
because
you on that aspect.
Fake. It's
that
not real.
Absolutely.
I would.
Yeah, I think
I
we
definitely
all agree
wouldn't feel
that
comfortable
one.
With a young lady, you know, me asking, you know, we're holding a conversation, and she just says that, and I'm looking at her like, none of your fucking business. I don't know you like that. You know, like, that's
well,
my response to
it. Because it ain't
like,
like
that.
You, like,
that's like
my
asking
social?
Me my social security number and shit. Like,
exactly.
Who the
fuck? What's
your company? Oh, my God. I don't know why it's so serious.
You know,
it
like,
is
so
not
you
that serious.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, but I mean, but here's the thing. Everybody has a different
approach. That would totally make me think that the person credit score is shit. That's why they telling me.
And you can think what you want. Because it's not, you know, we're not married. When we married or when we on the verge, those type of questions, I'm like, okay, we've been together, we've been dating. I'm not telling no chick that I just met my credit score. She's not worthy enough to know my credit score. You know, like, who are you to question my credit score? You know,
oh,
like
she worthy enough to
you,
suck
you,
your dick, but she ain't worthy enough to know your credit score.
No, I didn't say
she.
What the? Hey, look, she gonna suck my dick if I tell her my credit score?
Maybe she will. Maybe
oh,
I will.
Not maybe.
You
if she gonna suck my dick if
don't.
I tell her my credit score, I'll give her my goddamn bank statement if she gonna suck my dick. I'm talking about right there on the first date. I'm talking about we laying out the paperwork. But you're not gonna ask
about
me.
First day.
No, first day, if you, hey, on my mama, if you going to suck my dick, I'm talking about in the restaurant. I'm going to tell you my credit score. I'm going to tell you my mama credit score, my last four addresses. I'm going to let you know anything you want, background check. I'm going to have that all laid out if you going to suck me off. No, no.
Oh, really?
Like, come on now. Like, if you going to do that, I'm with you. I promise I am. I promise I am. Boo! I swear, anybody listening, whatever you gonna do it, I will tell you my credit score right now. I will give you my whatever you need to know, blood type, all that shit. We good to go. If we gonna do that,
oh my lordy!
No, but I understand your aspect of it because you're more business, and you already know that certain people you're not gonna entertain. So I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, for a guy to meet a chick and you on your first date, like I said, now again, if you're going to suck me off, I will do that in a heartbeat, you know, tell her friends,
my
credit score, get sucked off by them too. I'm trying to get as many suck offs as I can for my credit score, as long as you're going to help it too. So, I mean,
you know,
put an
ad
in the paper
for that
one. Why waste time? Why waste time? See, a lot of y'all like to waste time. You know what I'm saying?
But do you believe that every guy that you link up with is a guy that you're going to, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't believe that every chick
I
date.
If I'm going out with you, no, I don't believe every person that I date is going to be the one. However, if I'm going out with you, someone who hardly dates men, then it's that's something big. So basically, if I'm coming out with
so
you,
you don't
I'm
date multiple
more
men
out
at the
about
same
you.
Time. I mean, so you
I
wouldn't
don't date
multiple
men
people
at
with...
all.
No.
So
I'm just putting it in a man perspective and a woman perspective. I'm talking about heterosexual.
As far
you
women,
let's just say women.
Yes,
you know.
I can all day.
Okay, so
all
out
day,
of those people,
day.
You pick the person that you feel as though you should have that initial conversation with. You have that person. So you don't have that person, oh, well, this is the girlfriend that I just had fun with. This is the girlfriend right here that I'm serious about. Like, it is levels and hierarchies and dating, even in dating.
This
like,
is
I can
hierarchy.
Date three people.
What the fuck is your credit score? Are you on Credit Karma?
Oh, yeah, okay. That right there might be the queen. I'll go for that. You know, I'll go for that. The person that I say that to, she might be the one that's winning. You know, it's three cats and three.
Like, what's that? What's your feel on, you know, as far as, like, do you have a bank account? What do you have for yourself? What are you building for yourself? What do you have? Do you have any savings?
Now, that is important.
How do you save?
But
like,
I just feel those are later along the line questions and things. Like, I don't feel that.
That's a long time. I don't need to waste 17 months getting to know you to know you
fucking
broke.
No. We're not talking about that. What I just say earlier. I just said earlier, 3 weeks you know whether or not you know what you're going to do with these people.
I want to know in a day. I don't got no more life left to waste.
You see, you hasty as shit. You ain't no fun. You got to make sure it's fun. You got to drain it out of them. Like, come on now. Like,
nope.
I mean, we got a whole
I don't
want to
play no
here,
games
man.
With nobody.
Yeah,
I don't want
man,
no
look.
Shit that ain't got shit, period. And that's
oh, no,
a no,
no.
Man
I'm not saying
either.
Pick up trash now. I ain't say that. I said
no,
if you're dating
you.
Them, obviously you don't think they trash. You know, so... I just
it's
gotta,
obviously
like, I say,
like taking that time that you take, that little every week little intermissions to talk and learn about each other. It's taking too long to find out about credit scores and money in the bank and all that shit. Nowadays, I'm done with all of that pussyfooting around. I want to know straight up what I'm working with before we proceed. Okay?
So if he has a bad credit score or she has a bad credit score, it's a no-go?
It's a no-go for me, honey, because you can't believe your credit score ain't fucking up my credit score.
Cool.
And your credit score ain't getting us shit,
man.
Not even a
my
loaf
God.
Of bread. Who's lending you something? Can you get a lender?
How about you, Gotham?
No,
bad
you
credit
cannot.
Score, you messing with them?
I mean, I personally really, I don't really think about that credit score type of thing. I don't really believe in that stuff, but it helps. I'm not going to lie and say that it doesn't because it helps. My credit score is not all that great, but I can definitely say that. But I can definitely get some things done. Let's just say that. if something was to happen, I know that I can find a way to help in any possible way. That is for sure. So
I would say 9 times out of 10, a guy's dating a chick with bad credit. That's
okay.
What I'm going to say.
nine times out of ten.
That, no, and I'm not saying this to spite nobody. I'm speaking about universally. So when women come to when women come to men, it's a lot of do you have? But in actuality, like we even take it a step further, and we're fighting for women equality as far as pay and things like that. Right now in the United States, we all know statistically men make more money than women, right? So men taking care of women. If we making more money than y'all, we taking care of y'all. So it's and it's not across the board because it's women getting chicken out here. So but you know, substantially they getting paid less. So. If across the board men are taking care of women, you know, where is the grounds for a woman to? I mean, I just want to see the grounds where the leg that they have to stand on to question a man about certain things. That's just my thoughts on it. It's like, okay, you know, you're not on my playing field because statistically you're not. You know, huh?
Statistically, my ass.
No, statistically,
like
no. Come on now, let's keep it 100.
No,
we're talking
I know
about
the
numbers. We're not talking about two individuals.
No, I understand that. And I know that there's disparate. Women are disparate when it comes to pay, period. That's statistically known, like you said. That is
right.
A fact,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not disputing
by
the
a
fact.
Large gap.
However,
yeah.
By a large gap. But as far as a leg to stand on, I have two of those.
No,
and
no,
fuck
I'm
around
speaking, not
and get
you.
Two crutches and have four legs to stand
no.
on, okay? Because
no.
I will cut off somebody's legs and sew it to my leg, and then I'll have fucking
no.
five legs to stand on. Because
now
at the end of
the day,
the
game up. You can't change the game up. Statistically,
now,
men take care of women.
How am I trying to change the game up? I can ask a man whatever I want to ask him, and he
okay,
won't tell
I
me what it is.
Okay, I understand that, but I mean, my thing
so
is
so what do you
this,
mean,
with,
where do women
this.
Get, what do you mean by this, though? I'm confused.
No, I'm asking you what grounds does a woman that's not, we're talking statistically now, we're not talking about me,
okay.
you, her, the man on the moon, we're talking about statistically, according to the numbers in the United States of America, men make more money, substantially more money than women. So if a woman feels as though she has the right to walk up to a guy and say, what's your credit score, when statistically we know men are taking care of women, what leg does a woman stand on? That's what I mean. You can't ask a man his credit score.
The ones that she stands on
is he taking
question.
Care of you. You know, that's like, you know, you can't ask a man what's his credit score when society knows he's taking care of you. That's I guess
he
that's
ain't
my
taking
my
care
premise.
Of my ass. I'm just gonna put it out there like that. He ain't taking care of me. I know that there's a wage gap, but I know that he ain't taking care of me.
No, I mean,
okay,
I'm
waiting
saying
for that.
It's rare that women, you know, office relationships, 9 times out of 10, people do marry people that's already, you know, in their office and things like that. So they're on the same pay scale to an extent. You know what I'm saying? It's still the disparity in between women and men, even if they are in the same office.
It is a disparity, but what if a woman makes more than a dude?
I mean,
like,
that's
I know
a rarity.
I make more than a lot of dudes. And
that's
at the
rarity.
End of the day, I'm trying to figure out what what his right is to come to me and want some pussy when your check did not hit my account
yet. Because pussy don't have nothing to do with nothing that we're talking about.
Yes,
like,
it does.
Sex has nothing to do with
yes,
nothing other than sleeping.
Yes, it does.
Like,
it all ties it together. Credit scores,
right?
Pussy.
No, sex don't help your credit
dinners,
score.
Meals,
I mean, it can help your credit score. It depends
out,
on how you work it.
It all got everything to do with everything. It all ties
no,
in.
No, I say sex don't
just
have
like
anything to do with love. Sex does have something to do with money. I will say it does have something to do with money.
We got a caller. Let's take a caller. And we didn't even play our song, and we about to be out of here. So let's take a caller and break up this monotony. 615, you on the air with Dune, Miss Gotham, and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Doing great. I've just been listening. I was invited to listen, actually.
Yay.
So I took it upon myself to listen. My name is Sissy Brown. I'm from Nashville. And
hi, Sissy. How are
hi.
You?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm coming to see you guys pretty soon.
Oh, well, let me know when so we can get you on.
All right. All right. We'll do.
But I just, the conversation is it's pretty much all over. I'm trying to keep up with the dialogue, and the subject matter keeps going back and forth and everything, but I'm going to have to disagree with, what's the gentleman's name?
Dunes.
Dunes.
Yeah.
Okay, spell that.
D-U-N-E-S, Dunes.
Okay, Dunes.
Like
okay,
Dunes,
I just didn't want to say it wrong. Gotcha.
Okay, gotcha, no problem.
You said that, you talked about the credit score, and then you talked about the men. Now, a man's credit score, I know plenty, more men than not have bad credit scores. But the point that you made was men make more money. Yes, they do. But a man's credit score can be jack crap and still make more money than a woman because that's just the way of the world. So a woman not having a good credit score has nothing to do with a man making more money. He can make more money all day and have a 300 credit score, and a woman can have a 750 credit score and still not make as much money as him.
I would agree.
And mm-hmm. I've seen it plenty of times. So, and I do agree with my girl about, yeah, pussy got everything to do with it because when you're dating somebody, that's
yes, it does.
Honestly, that's what men are going for. You're not dating me to see if you can just come and sit by the river
exactly.
with me and hold my
thank
hand.
You,
that's not what you're doing. You
you
want some pussy
thank
eventually.
You,
that's
yeah,
whether
okay.
it's in the
okay.
forefront of your
okay.
mind or it's in the back of your mind. You still want that
mm-hmm.
pussy.
Okay,
yes,
so what's your name,
sister?
My name is Sissy Brown.
Miss Brown?
Sissy Brown, yes.
Okay,
S-I-S-S-Y,
yeah, Miss Brown.
Like a punk, but don't get it twisted. Yeah.
I will say that jacked up credit score is universal,
mm-hmm.
especially
absolutely.
In certain communities, right? But
absolutely.
We're talking about credit itself allows you to have other things that money can't buy. I will go for that as well. You know what I'm saying? So on those points, I will have to agree with you. But to the point of pussy having a value to it, the way that it did before is not the same. That's what I'm trying to say. I think that women, and this is no disrespect to all three of you guys in the world of women, but women in their mind have raised the price of pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really have raised the price of what they think they have. What women don't understand is what you think you have a high value on, another chick don't have the same value on it. You know, so if you're saying, well, you know, me paying your bills is worth, a guy that's going to pay a female bill is a guy that looks as a chick as a trophy. I'm talking about not her husband. I'm talking about a guy that's dating a chick that's paying her bills. He paying her because that's his trophy. That's oh, yeah, well, I'm able to say that I deal with this bad chick or this gorgeous chick. Now, going back to the credit score and you know, I know plenty of women that have great credit, but I know plenty of women that have horrible credit. You know what I'm saying? Horrible credit. And their sole goal in life, not saying nothing against women again, is to get with a guy that's going to be able to sustain their credit, to bring their credit up. I'm not saying that women don't have.
I know plenty of women with great credit that want a dude that's just going to sustain them, period, regardless of their credit.
Right. Women
because
want to be
that's
sustained,
the whole,
period.
That's
let's
the way of the
honest.
World. The way of the world is, to me, you know, that man is supposed to take care of that woman. Now, if it's not his wife, okay,
what,
I get it, but
Lord have mercy. Let me sit down real quick. I almost fell down just mm-hmm. now. You say what?
The man is supposed to, if you are my husband, you
oh,
are
husband.
Supposed
okay.
to take care. I said maybe not a husband. That's different. But your husband, absolutely. And then even if it's not your husband, if it's somebody that you're seriously dating going towards that point, then you need to start stepping up to that point. Just like she needs to step up to the point of, like, let's say they live together. He's making more money. Her credit sucks. Let's just give that scenario.
Okay.
He's paying the bills. Or he's contributing more to the household than her, then what she needs to be doing is when he comes home, his dinner's ready. He don't have to fold no clothes. He don't have to clean nothing in his house. He don't have to worry about anything in his house. It's a give and take type of thing. So a lot of people always equate it to money, and it's not always money, especially for a woman. It's always,
right.
oh, she's
so,
doing this for money and to get this. No, she's doing it
so,
because
so
she wants that security.
Real quick, you think cleaning a house is worth money?
I think that cleaning a house is doing part of it to take care of to take care of your household. It doesn't equate to money. It doesn't equate to money, but there's equal value in it. Because if my man is going out and working and making the money, then I'm going to make sure that when he comes home, that's all he got to do is make the money. I got the rest. So, yes,
right,
it equates
I'm
to
just
the,
saying,
the,
again, I'm talking about modern times, a man's going to, you know, clean his own house. A man's going to...
so that woman comes and does it for him, and then he's going to sit his ass down. Trust
right,
me, I'm
right,
in it right
but
now.
No, we're talking about balancing the scale right now. A guy nowadays doesn't want a stay-at-home wife. A guy nowadays doesn't see a value in, and I'm not speaking for universal men. I'm speaking for myself.
You know
right
what?
Now.
I disagree with that. I think a guy would love to have a stay-at-home wife if he was able to sustain that household by himself. But like you said, modern
agree,
day, it takes two incomes. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It takes two incomes to do that at this point, and a lot of men who aren't in that tax bracket. To be able to take care of it, yes, they're going to say, I want you to work, not necessarily meaning that he wants her to work, because he may not want her
right.
to work, but she has to work to sustain the household.
Yeah, now that right there is realistic.
Yeah,
that's
work
what I'm trying to say.
If you want to stay with me.
Shit. No,
what
I'm saying
sorry.
What she said is realistic. I would agree
with
the sister.
I was an outburst. I'm sorry.
I know. I mean, that's because you reckless and wicked. Not reckless.
Word
vomit.
She had a word,
vomit.
No.
But I would agree with you, sister, on what you said. I just disagree with what you feel as though it's fair exchange, no robbery. That's the only
no,
difference that I
No, I didn't say
I
fair
with.
Exchange. I didn't say fair exchange. I said if that man is making
why,
more money,
problem,
if he's making
if
more money
exchange,
and he comes
issue.
In, it's not going to be a fair exchange. It shouldn't be a fair exchange. Absolutely not. It
well,
should not be 50-50 if you are in
I'm
a relationship
to get
like that.
Why shouldn't it be a fair exchange? I mean, maybe I'm...
Because
this,
if you just said it yourself, the man makes more than the woman. So you tell me how it's
yeah,
going to be a fair exchange
we're talking about
that
fair
is already
exchange,
a fact.
So, just a real quick question, and I don't mean to bother you. I'm just trying to get an
no,
understanding.
No, we're good. Here. We're going back
okay.
and forth. We're good.
All right, so...
Yeah, girl, tell him about me. This is what I do, girl.
No, I mean, I'm with you. I'm enjoying what
yeah,
you're saying. It's
I just
different
didn't want to say I'm getting irate or...
But, so, here's the thing.
Like
I'm
that,
asking
no.
you that. Now, this right.
right
here is, you know, what you say right here might be the dagger. I might pass out off this, right? You don't...
Oh, Lord.
Do you believe... Now, say a guy takes care of, let's say, the rent.
Uh-huh.
And he wants
the woman...
I'm paying
all the utilities.
And you're taking care of all the utilities, right?
Yes.
Would you consider that fair exchange?
Fair exchange, as far if you're talking about equal value, no. Fair exchange, absolutely.
I would consider that equal value, though.
I consider that fair exchange, yes. You're going to pay this, I'm going to pay this.
A
yeah.
woman coming and talking about, all right, you pay the rent, you pay the utilities, and I'm just going to pop babies out, and not saying it in a wild way, but, you know, having a kid and cleaning a house is not fair. It's like that's like 75-25, and no guy's going to stick around for 75-25. No guy.
I disagree.
I mean, no. No, it's a. Again,
I disagree.
I'm just saying I disagree
because I've seen it and I've been there. I disagree 200% on that because I've seen
well,
it and I've had somebody
I'll
on my show that actually was going through that. No, never. Nothing is 100. But I don't agree. I don't think that it should be 100-100. I do think that the man should have the majority of the percentage per se. If you're, you know, putting it out there like that, and just like him paying the mortgage, and I'm paying the utilities. That's what's happening right now. It's totally fine. He has no problem doing it. He makes more money than I do, so it's understood. You know, but I don't have to pay the utilities. I choose to pay the utilities because I want to contribute to my household monetarily, along with, you know, taking care of my household.
Okay. Well, that right there, I would say more often than not, we're just talking about common relationships. You know, we're talking about
mm-hmm.
everyday Joe, average Joe that's
mm-hmm.
going around right now in America. Now, you're in a blessed situation. I would say that, you know, I'm happy for you. Y'all doing your thing. That's what you're supposed to be doing, and whatever y'all rules is what it is. But in society as of now, society and how people are working and the way the bills are coming in and the fact that people not making as much money as the person next to them is and things like that, it takes
mm-hmm.
a double income to sustain
Absolutely.
A house.
Absolutely.
And my fear is this.
Especially here in Nashville. Nashville is the fastest growing city right now in United States. Like, we've got hundreds of people moving every day here. Like, our cost of living, the average cost of living here to buy a house, you know, is for your salary is $80,000 to live comfortably.
Well, that is super cheap.
That's still
and
that
is, I'm not trying to disrespect that, but that is cheap.
So, yeah.
Well, you in New York, so yeah, that's totally different. Y'all know
I mean,
I wish I was there. Yeah,
it's like,
though.
You
that's
need
what I'm
like 600,000 to get out
now,
one
New York
bedroom
is,
house.
New York is different. Money and every place you go, money is different, though. You know,
yeah,
you go
absolutely.
Different places,
I know.
And money is different. So,
but regardless, every place you go is still it's not required a 2-person income, but I can totally see why it's necessary if you want to live comfortably and be able to
in
your household.
My theory.
Absolutely, absolutely. So listen, guys, listen, we winding down. If I knew this was all about to happen, we would have
been
the show
longer. Yeah, we got to talk
again.
I want her
again.
That's
we got all
come
back
I want
on. We all four have to come back on and go off. So, you are connected to Miss Gotham. So,
okay, so
Ms.
you know. Tell me how to say your first name.
Who, me?
Mine?
Who?
No, my girl.
Hold on, let me see.
But
I go by Nahaja.
That's okay, Nahaja. That's what I was going to try to spell it out, but I didn't want to murder your name. But what I was going to say is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to tag you, I'm going to post a scenario type of situation like what we're speaking about and see what the people have to say.
Make sure I'm on. I want to make sure that
Great.
I
do
that.
Tag us. Can you tag him? Because I don't think we're friends with dudes on Facebook.
No.
Are you friends with me?
Yeah, you told me to come listen to your show and gave me the number.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
did.
How
I'm listening
to
you posted. You posted
oh, okay,
it
cool.
on my post about the shoe booty ass preachers. Remember that?
Yeah,
you posted it on that post.
Good. Okay, good.
That is hilarious.
Good. I was on point then. Okay, good. So let's do this again, and I want you to come back on as
Absolutely.
A co-host again, and we'll have some more topics if you would like to.
Absolutely.
I want to, you know, see where it goes. So I want to say that I really appreciate you contributing to the conversation tonight. You made it fun. Dunes fell off the map. His phone dropped. So, you know, much love to Dunes for doing his first, you know, guest hosting. Much love to Miss Gotham. And, of course, to all the listeners that were listening, because people were listening and people were in the chat room and things of that nature. I am going to end the show on a track because I told everyone that I would play a track. So I'm going to here's Dunes. He's back. Dunes, so we're just closing out. So really quick, Dunes, tell everybody where they can find you to stay in tune if they want to network.
You can find me at Plugged In PNC on Twitter. You can find me at Power Society Media. You can find me at Dunes, Dooney Wood on Facebook. I'll make sure I leave a link inside the box or whatever the case is to make sure people can get in contact with me. I enjoyed you guys today.
Yeah, thank
well,
you so much
you.
For your contribution, and we're going to do it again. And for you, my
Definitely.
Lovely Ms. Brown, where can everyone find you?
Sassy Miss Mocha with a K is my Instagram, Sissy Brown or Michelle Brown on Facebook, and, of course, on 92Q, Nashville.com. My blogs are on there as well.
Yeah, and it's
yeah, we definitely
with,
I can yeah. I'm gonna have to get some backup this time though.
For the third time, you guys can find me on Facebook, Nahaja Massage Boutique as well. I go under Miss Gotham City, Wicked Biz Fitness as well. I'm a fitness trainer as well. So you can find me on Twitter there as well. And those are two places you can actually find me the quickest.
All right. And you can find me on the Intune show whenever the hell I want to be. That's where you find me. Just drop us in the Google at the Intune show. That's NTUNEDSHOW. Make sure you guys subscribe to stay in tune. Check out all our interviews on archives, on iTunes, on Google Play, and on Amazon. Until the next time, guys, stay in tune because we want to be in tune with you. I'm going to leave out on this song called Rise by Jody Rose. Thank you, ladies, and thank you, Dunes. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to
you
as
well. Thank you.
Yeah.
Man, I told y'all niggas I'm up next, man. For better, we up next, man. Y'all niggas don't believe in me or something? Fuck wrong with you, boy? Well,
technically different.
Let's see.
Go.
I'ma get it lit. I'm on my bullshit. I'ma. Worse than my niggas, I put that on God. I'ma get it lit. Watch out my wrist, drip, my type of time. I'ma get it lit, bitches on my dick. Watch how I rise. I'ma get it lit, I'm on my bullshit. I'ma get it rich. Worse than my niggas, I put that on God. I'ma get it lit. Watch out my wrist, drip, my type of time. I'ma get it lit, bitches on my dick. Watch how I rise. Born for these other rappers game millions off their corny shit. Middle fingers in the air when I'm popping out. Horse shit, now my old crush run me now. Hit the haters, but they imitating style. I be like, wow, you really friend of me. I'm on that new wig, leaning my Hennessy. Taking shots to the head, Jeff Kennedy. Woo, got me turning up in here. Girl, your ass fat, please come in. You two new feelings we share. I see the lust in your stare. Hop in my ride while I stare. With my eyes closed, show no fear. I'ma get it rich. Worse than my niggas, I put that on God. I'ma